time for the High School Report, covering all the local sports action in the community on Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle.
Welcome back. Time for today's High School Report, brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer is proudly supporting the youth of our community. Larry, we have a lot of new people teaching the youth this year. And a lot of Larry, you're not even you and Kroom never turn your microphones on. That's, how do you expect to tell the people what's going on?
I'm sorry about that. It is an interesting year in volleyball. You could make a point, Aubrey, that last year the local volleyball district 18-5A was the best in the state based on how the teams fared. One of them went to the state tournament, another one went to the state to the regional final, another one went two or three rounds in, and still we've had a lot of turnover because we have three new coaches out of those four positions, and one of the new coaches that we have is Jennifer Kaczmierski at A&M Consolidated. And Jennifer's a very interesting case. In addition to being a friend of the program before we even had a program, she's a returner because she coached at Consol before, and now she's back again. We're taking some time out of her busy schedule to talk Lady Tiger volleyball with her. Jennifer, how are you doing, kiddo?
Doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're probably almost as busy and as harried as you guys are with so much to get done. Jennifer, you just took over this spring, this summer. I want to ask you, first of all, just tell us what the start is. You guys started last Monday. Is that correct?
We did, yes. Yeah. Started for all volleyball programs on the 3rd. That was the first day that we could start.
Right. Tell us what the last week has been like, because it's a case of you're a coach with a lot of success in a proven track record, taking over a program that's had a lot of success. So it's not like we're starting at the bottom anywhere, but there's a lot of new stuff. How's the first week been?
Yeah, it's been great. You know, when we came in the spring, we got a little bit of time to see the girls, and I definitely had an idea of what we wanted to tackle in the first week, and I think we did some great things. You know, the biggest thing that our concern was, you know, we only returned one starter and a couple of kids that had played a little bit on the varsity, and we even though we have a great program and our JV and freshman did phenomenal last year, we knew we'd have a kind of a new group to get together, so you know, we wanted to get those guys in working next to each other and really working them really hard right away. The girls have done a fantastic job of buying in, for sure. It has not been easy on them. We've gone, you know, 5 hours a day, an hour of conditioning within that 5 hours, and a lot of training because, you know, it's different. It's a different system. Anytime a new coach comes in, they have their way to do things. And so the girls have been really open to trying it our way, for sure. And it's been great. They did a great job.
That's what I was going to ask you about, Jennifer, is the new system, that part of it. Kate Zora came in last year, and they had a new coach, and everybody does things a little bit differently. When you were here is really when you got the program going. It kind of took off. Adam Cornell, Cedric McMillan, the things built. But now this is basically the second year in a row where the program has a new head coach and a new system. How do you implement your system while getting to know the players while, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of new kids? I mean, it would seem like you'd have a lot on the to-do list.
Right, absolutely. And so, you know, we've taken this opportunity to really prioritize what's the most important thing that we can do right now to make us successful really quickly. And so, you know, for us, you know, my philosophy is a lot like John and Lori's at A&M, obviously being trained under them. We're a very defensively strong program where we're playing pursuit defense. We want to transition back and attack teams really fast. I think that's where we're a little bit different. The girls definitely had some work to do there in picking up the speed of our transition, just working on some technical things to make us more efficient, you know, footwork and some little different things. And so far, when we played in Magnolia on Saturday, I was very impressed. I told the girls I was pleased, even though there were areas that we needed to get better at. Overall, they had, in a week, taken what we asked them to do, and it transpired into what they did, you know, in the scrimmage. And we did really well. So I was excited about the progress we made in 4 days. I pushed them pretty hard. to make some big changes. And I think as a senior, sometimes the coach comes in and says, no, we're going to change the way you do your footwork there. It's hard. They've been doing it for 4 years a certain way. But what I've told the girls is, hey, this little difference of doing that is going to make a huge difference in your game. And they bought into that, and they really are working on making those changes because they believe in the value that it's going to produce in their ability. So it's been exciting to see them do that so far.
We're visiting with the new A&M Consolidated Volleyball coach, Jennifer Kaczmarski. Jennifer, you guys scrimmaged at Magnolia. Now, I know a lot of times those are two or three or four-way scrimmages. Tell us what you guys did from that standpoint, and tell us about what you have coming up in terms of as the matches that are right on the horizon now.
Absolutely. Well, at Magnolia, they bring in eight teams. They do two pools of four. You basically play three teams in your pool. We got matched up with Klein Oak, Magnolia, and Cy Woods. And you know, Cy Woods is a perennial 6A program that's not too far away. So I was excited to get the chance to play them. Klein Oak is a 5A program in Magnolia also that have had a lot of success. So we knew we would come in and play some tough teams in the scrimmage. And so we felt like coming out of that, you know, we beat Klein Oak, split with Magnolia, and we were just a hair behind Cy Woods and didn't get to finish our second set against them, had some phenomenal rallies. And so we felt like we came out doing things that we knew we needed to do, and then also with a clear picture of, okay, this is what we got to get better at. So that was great about the scrimmage. What we have coming up so far is we have John Cooper School in the Woodlands. We go see them tomorrow and play just JV varsity. Then we head to Huntsville for a tournament. They've got 14 teams coming in. Their places play Thursday and Saturday. And then next week is at Langham Creek. And we've got another tournament. We're going to travel to Dallas. And that's going to be a huge one for us, called the Byron Nelson Classic.
Okay.
And it's, Capel, you know, all those big schools in Dallas, Plano, Allen. So that's going to be awesome because it's not just 5A programs. We're going to be playing against some of the best 6A programs in the state. So we're excited to see how we fare up there.
So you guys will start at John Cooper tomorrow in the Woodlands.
Yes.
When is your first home match? When is your redo debut?
It's next week, Tuesday. We have Langham Creek coming in.
Tuesday, Langham Creek, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to ask you, this probably sounds goofy, but you did this before because in 2011 you had been an assistant coach, but you took over the Lake Travis program. But it's funny because coaches, it's a little bit of the profession. They move around, they switch jobs. But I thought this one had to be one of the most interesting because you take over a new program. These kids are new to you. So much has changed since 03 and 04, but at the same time, you know where the gym is. I mean, nobody has to tell you, here's where to go. It's the familiarity's got to help a little bit.
Absolutely. You know, I walked into the office last spring, and the same little pegboard that we had in there is in there, and I painted the tiger paws on it. So it was kind of funny to go in and see some of that and get into the equipment room and see boxes that said Cavs on it. I laughed. I was like, wow, I can't believe those are still there. It feels like coming home. There's a lot of familiarity. And when you talk about, you know, working out your program and where you're going to lift weights and what you're going to do, it's nice because I already know where everything is. The only thing that we really had to do was get to know the other staff members. And the great thing that College Station does, they let me hire my best friend and another coach that coached here with me, and Tommy Barrett. So my varsity assistant is someone that worked here with me 10 years ago as well.
Right. Now, I do want to give our listeners a chance and let you have a chance to tell our listeners about your kids. Can't just run up and down the entire roster, although all the moms and dads would probably love that. But I would like to talk about some of your top kids. And obviously, I got to cover Consol a lot last year, and I saw those kids play. I saw the way they developed and went to state. And I was going to ask you a question, which I may get to, about the state of volleyball in the Bryan College Station area. But I'll say this, we have a person who's a pretty good promoter of Bryan College Station volleyball in Jackie Pence over at Rudder. And last year I was working on a season preview, actually something about 18-5A, and talking about how good it was going to be, as it did turn out to be. But Jackie, of course, she's not afraid to say what she thinks, but she had a great line about your player, Haley Slocum. She said that Haley Slocum is a rock star. Now, you know, coaches, high school coaches don't call a lot of kids rock stars,
yeah.
Especially when it's a kid they have to try to beat, you know, to get to win the district or get to state. But Haley did so much for that team last year. It's got to be reassuring to you to be able to start. You mentioned one starter back. I don't know if there's any starter that I saw last year on any team that I would prefer to build around than her. She has such a well-rounded game. She can set, she can hit. And you being a former college player, I would have, and I know you had great kids when you went 50-0 at Lake Travis and everything,
right.
But she's got to be the kind of kid that is just perfect for you to work with.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can't find a kid with a better attitude. She always has a smile on her face. She leads this program. She works so hard. And, you know, it's never good enough, which is, I love that about her. She wants to do it better all the time. You know, we train studying here and do position work almost every day, and Haley's in there leading. I want the other setters in the program around her, because I want them to be able to emulate that and see what that's like and to learn from her. And so and she takes that on with a passion. She loves it, and it's so much fun to coach someone that's so dynamic and has a phenomenal attitude. And you're right. She fits in just like those kids at Lake Travis that I had. You know, she's hungry. She's competitive. And so it's a lot of fun. We've already, I think that's one of the reasons why we're starting out at the level that we're starting out at. I think, you know, having young players, a lot of people probably expect us to struggle a little bit in the beginning. But when you have a setter like Haley Slocum, she just is so smooth. And the rest of the program trusts her so much that we're able to go in and do a lot of things right away and not be afraid to make mistakes, because we know that she's running the ship. So it has been awesome.
And another person that you have and that I got to see quite a bit last year, although she wouldn't count as a returning starter, but Mackenzie Demery played a lot.
Right.
Mackenzie came in and really provided a boost, because she's a dynamic player. She can jump. I think she fits, as I look at your roster, you're not going to have a bunch of real tall kids, but
right.
But you'll have a little height. But you talked about playing defense and transitioning and going quickly. I would think that really Mackenzie probably and Haley fit that, what you want to do. But Mackenzie, having seen her last year, I would assume she would probably have to step up and play a pretty big role as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And she already has. It's been a lot of fun to work with Mackenzie, because she's so versatile. Like you said, we've been able to run her in a lot of different zones along the net. She's got great ball control already. You know, she's another one that's hungry to get better. So, you know, any type of coaching that we give her, she just sucks that right up and then gets right after it. So it's been fun to see her develop already in just a week. And you're right, she's going to be a big part of our game plan. The awesome thing is we have another kid that sat on varsity last year as a sophomore. Her name's Maddie Welch, and she'll play opposite Mackenzie. She's been jumping out of the gym and absolutely terminating the ball. So it's been fun, because I feel like we have two outsides that are going to really be able to put the ball down and terminate for us, which usually you have one kind of big swinger, and then the other kid that you have opposite typically is a ball control kid. And I feel like really and truly there's two kids that can terminate. And, you know, Maddie's about the same size as Mackenzie, but they both jump so well. It's nice to see the height that they play at.
We've got a couple of minutes left with Jennifer Kaczmarski, the new and returning A&M Consolidated Volleyball coach. Jennifer, I asked you about this when we ran the story about you being hired, but 2003, 2004, you were coaching at Consol. You guys won the district. You were laying a foundation and building up a program, and the program obviously has continued to grow. But the thing that's interesting is you return to a different landscape. This district in this area, I think you were probably involved early on with the Brazos Valley Juniors, but there's been a lot of work done with that program, and volleyball has grown in this area. When you start talking about Leon and Iola and Centerville and some of the other schools, Matt, Caldwell's had some great success. We've had a lot of teams from our coverage area who have made state, who have been very good in volleyball, but this area specifically in these 4-18 5A schools had all kinds of success last year. You really did come back to a different landscape, but you said you were kind of excited even though it's clearly not going to be easy. You know, Rutter was awfully good last year, and I think Jackie got extra years of eligibility for all of her kids. I don't know what the deal was. So, but can you just talk about what you've come back to? I know you love the sport, and it's been such a huge part of your life. It's got to be exciting. I don't know if it's a little bit scary as a coach, but you walked into a very competitive, but what might be a very fun situation.
Oh, absolutely. I think that the better the volleyball, the more fun it is. I don't think it's scary. I think it's a talent, you know, and if there's anything that, you know, I was got from playing my years of college and high school volleyball and club where, you know, that's the fun time in the game. You know, it's not fun to go in and beat up teams and beat them by, you know, 10, 20 points. It's more fun to go in and play those games where you have to actually earn it and you have to get better and you have to understand the game. You get to use all aspects of the game. So I definitely challenge the girls. We know that people aren't expecting us to win districts, but in our mind, that's our goal. Our goal is to get back where we were and go beyond where they finished last year. And, you know, our theme this year is all in, and we know that's going to take everybody buying into training hard every day, you know, putting on a little bit more work and getting a little bit better. So I think that the landscape makes it exciting because the girls understand how good the other teams are, and we can't take days off and slack. We've got to get better every day to be able to compete.
Well, Jennifer, we appreciate the time, and we look forward to it. I think you coming in, obviously, Kristen Grimes at College Station, the Lori Corbelli, John Corbelli kind of lineage, that coaching tree obviously has been very good for our area. And I was thinking about you because I was fortunate enough to cover a couple of the Consol College Station matches last year, including the one in the playoffs. And, you know, it was amazing because it was – I had never seen regular season matches like that. The gym was full. The kids, the students were crazy. And it's just so much fun. It's kind of what it's about. And I could picture you right in the middle of that. I think you would love to be part of that. And I think that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's all I've heard about. I laugh because the football coaches on both sides, College Station and Ames and Solid, you know, I know a lot of them from when I was here, and the first thing they would say is, oh, man, the volleyball games were so much fun last year. And I thought, wow, the football coaches are excited about volleyball. They must have been great. So I cannot wait to definitely be a part of those matches. I think that you're going to see a lot of great volleyball from all four schools here. You know, Brian, Ashley Davis is a great coach coming into Brian's. I think you're going to see some great stuff going on in all the programs. It's definitely going to provide some great volleyball. So those volleyball fans in the community need to get out and see some of those cross-town rival games for sure.
All right, that's Jennifer Cashmercy. She's taking over the A&M Consolidated Volleyball Program. Jennifer, we appreciate the time. We wish you good luck over at the Woodlands tomorrow night and as you go through the season. And I would guess that as those wins start piling up, we'll probably call you up and see if you'll be on the show again.
Absolutely, anytime. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of the show.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks, bye-bye.
There we go. Should be a fun season over there, Larry, is volleyball gets going.
And they start tonight and tomorrow. So it's, you know, we think about football because football's practicing. This is the season.
They're diving in.
No, it's a real deal.
They're ready to go.
Yeah.
So there you go. That is the volleyball, it's not first serve edition.
Yeah.
It's not kickoff or tip off. It's, I guess, first serve.
It would be first serve.
Yeah, first serve edition. So there you go. Good luck.
It's got to be a jump serve if you're going to do a first serve.
Absolutely. It's got to be a jump serve.
Can't hit a floater.
No, you can't do that. Good luck, everybody that's getting started this week. Should be a fun season. That was today's High School Report brought to you by Kelly Bird Dozer, your number one excavating contractor. You can call them at 778-1902. Kelly Bird Dozer proudly supporting the youth of our community. We'll go to break. We'll come back and wrap up with the news. This is Aggie Nation, powered by the Eagle, here on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone FM 102.7.